Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. You're joined this morning by your guest, Julie Calamine, and my co-host, Phil Huff. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Julie. It's the Tuesday edition of the Membership Week Morning Show.
Yes, that is exactly so.
Exciting stuff today.
We do.
How was your weekend, though?
It was excellent. We had nice weather, gardening has begun, and we also had the Native Plant Society plant sale, so I collected some new natives to put in my yard. How about you, Phil?
Oh, it was great. First day of summer, really. I think of the first day of summer not as June 21st, but National Trails Day, which was the first Saturday. Got out, did a little cross-cut saw training practice. It was a great day.
I heard you did that, and I heard that that's a many-week process. You don't just learn cross-cutting in one day.
Well, you can get the fundamentals down. It's sort of like chess. You can learn the moves in a day, but mastering the game takes a while.
I understand. I can understand that. Well, we've got an interesting show lined up this morning, but first we'll start with a bit of weather. And it's looking good for Sandpoint folks and folks near Sandpoint. We're looking at sunny today with a high of 69. Tonight, clear with a low of 43. And it goes on and on and on. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 40s, low 50s, partly cloudy, sunny, really right on through the weekend.
Yeah, doesn't sound like rain.
No, this is why we live here.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we normally talk environmental, recreational topics, but because it's membership drive week, we've got a different topic. Phil, why don't you tell us about it and introduce our
We're going to be talking about some of the new shows here on KRFY. We'll do a quick round of introductions, and we'll go a little bit more into each of them. We have three new broadcasters in the studio with us this morning. Ricky Witte. Good morning, Ricky.
Oh, good morning.
Who also, and we'll talk about this in a moment, goes by Harriet Pink.
Yes.
And then we have Jennifer. Jennifer, you're going to have to help me out with the pronunciation of your last name.
Jennifer Wurz.
Welcome, Jennifer. Jennifer's doing an 80s show, and we'll talk more about that as well. And finally, Bob.
Bob Aldridge in the Blues Hour.
Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you.
Now, this is morning, except for Ricky, who calls her noon to two show a morning show.
Yes.
The rest of you are evening people, so the audience will bear with us if there's a little lag in response time.
That's correct. And let's start again with you, Ricky, and tell us a little bit about how you became interested in joining us here at Community Radio, and tell us a bit about your new weekly show.
Well, I was just out for drinks. Was approached. It was actually a fundraiser at IPA for KRFY, and Jack asked me if I would be interested in becoming a broadcaster. I have a little background in talk radio, not on this station.
And radio kind of runs in your blood, your family.
Just a little bit, yeah. My father actually did a Sunday brunch show for most of my life, so I grew up listening to Sunday radio. This was kind of my early childhood. So I said that, yes, I would be very interested. I didn't have a show in mind necessarily. I thought maybe I could do the 80s show. But researching it made me a little bit nervous about how much I didn't know. And then I noticed this open time slot on Sundays and thought that was a perfect fit for me. I am a morning person, although it does start at noon, not to confuse everyone. So I didn't mind the getting up and getting in here on a Sunday. And I tend to play slow music. I just feel like I try to put on fast, peppy songs, and it just slows everyone down. So I feel like that's a good fit for a Sunday as well, kind of a lazy Sunday. I'm calling it a stretching out your Sunday morning with Harriet Pink.
So now tell us about Harriet Pink. Who is Harriet Pink?
Well, actually, she is a pink stuffed poodle. In my research, since I've found her at I don't know if you guys remember Vignettes. It was a cute little weird antique store where the Pie Hut is now. It wasn't there for very long, but it was my favorite store of all time. And when she was closing and moving out, I found Harriet in a garbage can, and she still charged me 25 cents for her. And I found out that she's actually a carnival prize. I've seen her in a bunch of old movies where they like win a stuffed poodle at a carnival, and that's Harriet. She came in other colors, but Harriet is pink. And so that was just the name that I had given her years ago. And then when social media started happening, I didn't want to use my real name all over the internet. So I called myself Harriet Pink. and it kind of stuck. And then I feel like it's an appropriate image for Harriet Pink on the Sunday after. I'm just picturing the poodle Harriet with a mimosa and a cup of coffee listening to my show.
So it sounds as though it's going to be a lighthearted set of tunes on Sundays. Easy listening.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us how the first show went on Sunday.
I think it went fine. I had a lot of positive feedback from my family, which you don't really listen to because they are supposed to like you. And then Jim Healy actually called me and said that I did great. And that was the first time I was like, okay, good. Maybe I actually did a good job. And then my youngest sister, Paula, told me that I said too many times. So I'm very aware of that now. Thank you, Paula. And there I go again. Now I catch myself every time I say it. And you get distracted and you say more. So I think it went well. It was really fun. I definitely caught the bug. I think if I could be on the radio all day, every day, I would be. It was really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I like the building of the playlists and picking a theme and putting it all together.
It's exciting to hear you say that. And since we're community radio, we still have a few time slots open. We may have you playing a little more.
You never know. You may actually be playing music all day.
All Harriet, all the time.
That's right.
So if you're just tuning in, this is the Tuesday morning show during Membership Drive Week. This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderay, listener-supported radio for North Idaho. And we're all about the listener-supported this week. So if you'd like to stop by the station at 323 North First Avenue, you can become a new member. You can also send a donation into P.O. Box 2465, Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. Or you can go to our website, right, Julie?
That's right, and it's krfy.org, and there's a PayPal button you can click on for some safe online transactions.
I mean, it really takes a community. It takes a community of members and volunteer broadcasters, and we're here talking this morning with three new volunteer broadcasters, and the volunteer time that it takes to put together the original programming content and keep the station running is really incredible. The donations go simply to the lights and sound and technical stuff, pretty much.
It's true, and just a tiny bit of administration, but we really are a volunteer, community-supported station. And Ricky, it'd be interesting to hear a bit about this program and how it basically how it would be different on a commercial radio station versus here on community radio. You're pretty independent, aren't you? You're doing pretty much what you want.
Yes. yeah, there have been a few times. Next week, I want to do a breakup songs show because I don't know. I love breakup songs. They're just something about them. Most of my favorite songs are about breaking up. And there's one song by Harry Nilsson, You're Breaking My Heart. And it, the whole thing is just profanity. So there are certain times where I do have to edit myself. We would definitely all be kicked off the air if I played the song. But it's such a good song. I kept putting it on the playlist and going like, no.
Oh, without you. Without you.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
So, yeah, it's, yeah.
Or at least extreme editing.
Yes.
That would be a tough one.
Exactly. But I don't know. I'd only ever done talk radio before this. So I think this is really my first time getting to express myself through music. And coming from a music family and background, my uncle and my father were both, coincidentally, Sunday brunch show DJs. But DJs for most of my life. And so they are real music nerds. And I feel like coming into public radio, people love music so much that I am a little self-conscious about that. Like, I'm not going to talk about when the song was produced and who the bass player also played on five other albums with so-and-so. Like, I don't know these things. I just love the music and I love the songs and I'm not going to talk that much. I want you to just enjoy the show. I feel like that's what I'm bringing to it, at least. It
sounds like a good way to go.
Okay, good.
So, Jennifer, tell us about the 80s show. Now, you're following the tradition of doing the decades on Saturday night, so maybe
That's
start
right.
there.
Well, I follow Jerry, who does the 60s, and then Mike does the 70s at 7, and then they were looking for someone to fill the 80s at 8. Mm-hmm. So that was a perfect spot for me. It was, without giving away too much about my age, it was my glory days, and so it's sort of the soundtrack of my life. and very familiar with a lot of the artists. It was also a time, I hear when people comment about it, that they associate the 80s with disco. And I really don't find that at all. And I really want to highlight the other artists that were so prolific during that time. It was a time that we were kind of transferring, and I hear it when I come in and I listen to Mike, and then we transfer over to my show. It was a time when we went from sort of a folk music genre that was very heavy at that time, as well as some really solid classic rock and roll, into a little harder rock and roll, into a little more blues. I like to bring in some more blues and jazz. And there was also a time when many of the great groups like Genesis and the Stones and Aerosmith, they were also piecing out into some solo acts. So you had Phil Collins, and you had Peter Gabriel. So you had other, you also had Steve Winwood, who was very popular in the 80s, who came from Traffic, and there was Eric Clapton, who continued to do great music through the 80s. So I think there's a lot of music that underlines the 80s that perhaps people don't necessarily identify with that particular decade. And so I'm interested in bringing that music to the forefront and highlighting that.
It's an excellent point. And you mentioned that it was your glory days. And where did you spend your glory days in the 80s? Are you a Sandpoint native?
I don't remember a lot of the 80s. No. But I do remember the soundtrack to it. And then the moments of glimpses come back. Oh, that's right. I was on the beach, or I was at a concert. I had a what do they call it? A misspent youth. And a lot of it involved a pool cue, and I'm a bartender by trade, so I spent the 80s traveling quite a bit across the country and just sort of enjoying being a young woman and able to travel and meet new people and have new experiences. And that traveling really exposed me to a lot of different music in different regions of the country.
Exactly. That's why I was asking, because I grew up in Minneapolis during that era, and so sort of focus in on artists from that area. But as I've come to Sandpoint, I found that, of course, I mean, one can find it out anywhere, but having joined community radio, I've learned so many more artists, and it's been great. Yes.
So tell us about the title, The 80s Echo, Echo, Echo.
That I'm unfamiliar with that title. So you caught me off guard.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that was Mike's. Huh. I wonder.
No, I don't know.
So I can't help you there.
Okay.
I do the 80s at 8. But what I am going to bring up, it's newly approved show, is it's going to be called A Vertical Flight. And because I come from the...
Well, that sounds like a wine tasting.
Exactly. So because I come from a bartending background and a hospitality background, everybody's aware of a wine flight. Well, a vertical wine flight is when you take the same vineyard and you taste it chronologically through the years that it was released. So I'm going to apply, it's going to happen once a month, one Saturday a month. I'm going to apply that same theory to some of the 80s artists. So, for example, I might take the Stones, just to take a very well-known band, I might take the Stones and show you how they've grown from what they released in 1980, 82, 85, 86, 87, 89. You know, maybe David Bowie, he certainly changed a lot.
And then back again,
right. So being able to highlight the growth of the artists in the 80s. So it's going to be called A Vertical Flight, that'll start in a couple weeks.
That really sounds like a fun program. I'm going to keep my eyes open for that.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short song break, and it might have come a bit sooner because this was one selected by Ricky, and it, in her words, says it describes her a bit. Is this true, Ricky? Somewhat.
Yeah, it's the right tempo and right? Feeling and mood. Sure, yes.
Good.
This is something we might hear on your show some Sunday.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Okay, well, here it comes. It's a version.
Nancy Sinatra, Sugartown. Any words about the song? You just told us you don't like to talk all about the guitar. Which guitarist played on this?
You know, I have no idea. Thank you for asking.
Same ones as on the Mamas and Papas. I'm kind of hearing some stuff
yeah,
in there.
Totally. Yeah,
totally. For sure, they also played on the Mamas and Papas in 1920. I have no idea.
But tell us what you like about, what do you like about Sugartown?
Well, I love sugar.
Okay.
That's good.
It's just kind of an easy, slow, sort of pleasant song with, you know, probably double entendres. And I really enjoy female singers. I found that in my building of playlists. But I don't know, just something about it, it makes me happy. And relaxed. And I feel like, especially on Sunday mornings, that's not a bad way to be.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more on Sundays.
Yes, we will.
And at noon, I should keep saying Mondays. It's mornings. It's noon. Sunday. Noon.
A liberal dosage of morning yes, on Sundays yes. goes a long way.
Exactly.
The same thing with Saturday night. A liberal dosage of music on Saturday night goes a long way in our community.
Yeah.
And we're going to turn now to Bob Aldrich, host of the KRFY Blues Hour. Which is on Sundays also. Tell us about the show, Bob.
Yes, I also have a Sunday morning show. 4 p.m. is morning for most blues and jazz musicians. So if any are out there listening, it's a morning show. But
And it's 4 to 5 p.m.
4 to 5 p.m., yes.
In case there's any confusion happening at the moment. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about how you got inspired to become part of KRFY.
Well, my wife decided I needed a hobby in the winter. And KRFY was looking for a blues host. I've realized that the music I liked growing up in the 60s and the 70s originated from the blues artists that most of the big bands like Led Zeppelin covered blues songs. And was reflecting back to the United States, our music, but it came through as being new and different at the time. I was pretty ignorant of it. And through my career working, I ended up traveling a lot, and I spent a year traveling to Memphis, and they had a volunteer radio station that I really liked, and there were a couple shows that really increased my knowledge of the blues, so I had some knowledge of the music.
And blues is such an interesting genre, isn't it? It just comes from all over the place, doesn't it?
It's pretty wide. It's an American form of music that takes influences from African slaves, Native Americans, and their beats and chanting. There's the Scots-Irish influence of different instruments. So it's truly unique, and it's truly a synthesis of a bunch of diversity coming together to make music. And it spreads over. For me, the best jazz is blues jazz. Rock and roll has a lot of blues to it. Country music has blues. So it's wide enough to keep me entertained.
Certainly a huge influence on the development of music here in America and around the world as a basis for so much.
Yes.
So how did you come to put the show together here? What was the inspiration for the show?
Well, there's being a volunteer radio station, I first came with my library of blues music thinking that this would be enough to get a show going. I'm finding that being a volunteer radio station, community supported, that people are dropping off old CD collections, mm-hmm. and I'm just perusing the blues CDs that come to the station, and I'm finding enough music to keep shows going with music that's new to me. So
there's plenty of room for more music, and it's a good reminder to our listeners, there's a lot of ways to support community radio, and one of them would be to bring by your gently used CDs, both for us to load into the system, and also I believe we've got some upcoming CD sales.
We do. We have a sidewalk sale that'll be coming up in July, and that's more or less sponsored by Jim Healy, who does a great job of organizing the CDs and having them available for sale. We'll load them into our library, and then when they're in good condition, we're mm-hmm. still able to sell them, and the proceeds go back to us here at the community radio station.
And there's other ways that listeners can help. Ricky? That's your cue, Ricky.
Oh, thank you. You can call 208-265-2992 or go to our website, krfy.org. It's O-R-G. To make a donation using the secure PayPal donate button, which is how I had already become a member before becoming a broadcaster. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. It is very easy.
It really is pretty easy to become a member supporter of public radio. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And a typical amount that we see as a membership donation is matching our call numbers, 8850 for the 88.5, but really any amount will make you a member. So if you're able to, if you have the means, please go online or give us a call and become a member. This is the week.
So I think we have a blues song loaded up.
We do have a blues song, and we'll play that one. And then, actually, we're not going. We do have a blues song loaded. It's Etta Baker.
Bob, tell us a little bit about the song we just heard and why it might be on your show.
Well, it was the first song that came to me as a blues song when you asked me to select one this morning from our extensive library. So, I like that particular song because it has a country feel to it. It's just guitar picking. So.
Yeah. And some of the very best music is evocative that way. The words, they sometimes get in the way of the meaning.
Well, yeah, my... blues music is not just Charlie Musselwhite in a liner notes that I read once described blues music as music with feelings. And of course, all music has feeling, but there seems to be a truthfulness about the feeling that a blues musician is trying to convey in their life. It's more of the working type, everyday struggles between man and woman and that type of music there. So. This one was just a one-dime blues, so I'm not sure if she's trying to make a phone call or drop a dime on someone. Or
if she gets a dime every time the song plays, it adds up pretty quick.
That's right. Yeah. Is this a stupid question? Are all blues songs blue, or are there happy blues?
There are happy blues.
there's a... happiness to sadness. Otherwise, Ricky wouldn't love the breakup songs.
Exactly.
Well, all emotions are important. It's we would like to think that we could live our lives 100% happy all the time, but that's never the case. So into every life, a little rain must fall. So that's the blues.
Yeah, and the very best song can take us from that depth to those heights all in the same tune.
But hearing a song that someone relates to also brings a little joy as well.
That's for sure. That is for sure.
Speaking of a whole jumbled up jump of feelings all in one, let's go back to the 80s for a moment. Because that's the 80s I remember. It was a big mishmash at a time with a lot of change and uncertainty and jumbled up feelings. Maybe that's just the
age
I
was at. I think life is like that from the beginning of time. So the 80s was just a good time to put a beat to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But there do seem to be a lot of very different styles of music from the 80s. And
absolutely.
It does seem a bit more varied than certain other decades. And would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I really like it. And that's one of the reasons I like community radio, because it doesn't dictate to me what I have to play. It's not paid for by big promotions or A&R people. I get to go through this huge library that we have. I use our public library to get CDs and bring them and use them here on the show. Nobody dictates to me what order I have to play things in. So I'm really able to customize my set according to maybe what's happening here in Sandpoint on the weekends. What I hear when I'm out about town and people say what they like. So I'm able to really connect with the community and use that music. I like to think when I'm here, and you know what got me here is I used to listen, I'd be dancing around my living room, and I go, what is that station that's playing such cool music that I never hear on any other stations? And I mean, I was with my hands in the air and singing, and I used to hear this. Broadcasting live from the Tiki Room.
That's right.
I thought that was so cool. I was like, where is this Tiki Room?
And now you're in it.
And now I'm actually in it. And it really is. And Bob's wearing a Tiki shirt. You can't see it on radio, but he's got a Tiki shirt on, and we have Tiki stuff in here. So I'm very excited about that.
We have bamboo, and behind Phil's head, there's a Tiki mask.
That's Phil, right.
I hope you're not feeling edgy because it's kind of staring at you.
I feel the tiki from the back of my head. When I think of the 80s, I remember an era in transition. At the beginning of the 80s, there were still records and 8-tracks. And by the end of the 80s, we were moving into the early beginnings of the true digital age. You know, the very most advanced performers using some MP3 files. And through that time, we went from music being something you heard on the radio to this new invention of these videos.
Absolutely. And that's when MTV kicked off. And who doesn't remember Dire Straits, Money for Nothing?
Which was as much about that visual production.
Absolutely.
And yet you could still feel it through the music. And so the music was impacted by the medium, as Marshall McLuhan might have said.
It was. And so we not only we get to hear our music, but we got to see what the artist visualized in that. Mm-hmm. That can be a double-edged sword. You know, we can, when I hear the music of the 80s, like I said, it often transports me back to where I was and what I was doing and who I knew and those fun times. And I think all genres of music do that for us at different times. But then we also remember maybe dancing and seeing the video on, like, remember Thriller?
Yes.
When that first came out on Halloween?
Yes.
Everybody was on the dance floor during that. But then also we have some great opportunities. Like I played George Thorogood a few weeks ago, and we had George Thorogood here at the festival in Sandpoint last year. I could hear him from my backyard, so it's a great place to be. So again, that community radio and that spirit, I like the fact that everybody here brings something different to the table. I see my fellow broadcasters around town, and we just have we're a good community right here in the station, too.
It's true. And these three folks that we're interviewing this morning are our three newest broadcasters, but we have live broadcasting here at KRFY throughout the week. Tonight, we'll be listening to, the Norwester, Jack Peterson's local regional music program. And tomorrow morning, we'll be hearing Bernie Mosier with Easy Listening early from, I don't know, is it 5 to 7? I believe it's 5 to 7 because it's on when I wake up. And Jim Healy does a show that is not blues, folk. It's a folk show. And it's excellent, too, but I've got to check what night that is because I don't always hear it. Okay, and then we'll figure that one out. And then, of course, we've already heard about the 60s, 70s, 80s, and Jennifer's our newest manager of the 80s, but we've had this going for some time.
Yeah, Saturday night's special with the music through the decades. You can sit there and listen to them all night and feel transported each hour back into a different area, and as you go through it, evoke the feelings of those various decades.
It's true. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to 88.5 KRFY, community-supported radio for North Idaho. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show, normally about the environment and the outdoors, but this morning it's all about membership. It's the week of our annual membership drive.
And as we're learning, I think we're redefining some people's sense of what morning means.
Seems so.
At least on Sundays.
Yes. Yeah. We've asked each of our guests this morning to select a tune, and we haven't played Jennifer's yet, so I think it's time to hear that. Grover Washington Jr. and Bill Withers with Just the Two of Us.
Just the Two of Us. The version from the 80s. Tell us a little bit about it, Jennifer.
Well, it always reminds me of the sort of George Benson, Al Jarreau, soft jazz, listening, very romantic. People might remember their first loves at that time. So I like it's a nice juxtaposition to some of the big rock and roll that was going on, like with Aerosmith, or and then also as we talk, like with Bob and the blues, there was Bonnie Raitt and Bruce Hornsby. Just a great segue from a lot of genres all crammed into the 80s.
It's a song like so many that really could cross over. That could be part of a Sunday brunch show. It could almost slot into the blues. It certainly has the elements of a lot of different genres in it.
It does.
Like great songs all do.
So true.
So we're here this morning as part of the Tuesday morning show to celebrate community radio and to encourage folks to become members. And I think, Jennifer, you've got some stuff to tell people about how to do that.
Sure. Well, you can come by a member. First off, we have a membership live on air 2 days. Membership drive coming up here on June 8th and 9th, where we're going to have live broadcasting. People are welcome to come upstairs. We're at 323 North 1st Street, which is right across from Eve's Leaves. And you're welcome to come up. We're going to have giveaways, live local musicians, just a lot of fun and a way to come up and meet some of the voices that you hear on the radio. You can become a member. We certainly appreciate that. And if you're a business, we have underwriters that you can do. And those are very affordable. You can get a once a week mention. I know that I mentioned on my radio show a couple of times some of our sponsors and our underwriters. And then there's some where you can have a once a week.
Yes, and some are once a day.
Right.
So quite a bit.
Great coverage.
Great way to meet or reach the local community, your real market right here.
We truly value all of the members, but the underwriters particularly build that base on which community radio can really thrive.
They do. We appreciate them.
So let's talk a little bit about the whole concept of community radio and what it means to you individually. Let's start with Bob.
I love community radio. I'm not too much of a commercial guy, and playing just from a small list of songs just seems too constraining to me. Some of my musical knowledge came from college radio and community radio, basically. Mm-hmm. So.
A good reason, and part of why we have Otto's Eclectic Mix. It's got everything.
There's something for everybody, but there's also a way that the community, by sharing in the programming and the content, really shares in the delivery and creates this network or community, really, whereby the content's important to the community's important to the content.
I love it when I get phone calls when I'm on the air and people say they like what I hear, or if they call in with a request. If I can fit it in, absolutely. You know, we like to hear from you.
That's right. And during special event times, we've touched on this briefly, but times like the festival at Sandpoint and also Lost in the 50s, we're able to play music that's related to those events in the area. And that's pretty fun for us here at Community Radio.
Yeah, I think maybe Jennifer will be pushing for a Lost in the 80s weekend.
That would be fun.
Sandpoint's next festival.
Lost in the 80s. That's right.
We wouldn't have poodle skirts. We'd have more like the off-the-shoulder, like what was that, flash dance? Oh. The off-the-shoulder sweatshirt. And,
I think Harriet
leg warmers.
Harriet would be bringing
poodles. Yeah, absolutely. Poodles are always welcome.
Ricky, tell us a little bit about what radio has meant to you, community radio especially.
Community, I think, in particular, means a lot to me. I grew up in Sandpoint, Kootenai, shout out specifically.
What block in Kootenai?
I was on 2nd Street. Thank you very much. 2nd and Main. I'm just left, as everyone does when they're 18. Like, I hate it here. And then I came back a few years ago realizing what a special community this is. And given that there are so many ways to be involved through nonprofits and community support, finding my niche, hopefully you guys will keep asking me back to do this because I love it. And I feel like this is the best way for me to support my community and be supported by the community, the listeners that are also members, everyone out there who keeps us on the air. It really feels special and like I'm a part of something, which is part of what I love about Sandpoint.
And from a community that has residents from all over the world, it's a good way to start to get connected if you aren't already.
Yeah,
That's right.
In our morning shows each week, we broadcast things of topical interest to the communities. As Julie's commented a couple times, on Tuesdays, traditionally, we're talking about environment and outdoor recreation. Wednesdays is often about community affairs, politics, local events, and Jack and Jim round out Thursdays with a lot about the community arts and music scene.
That's right. So we've got a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Any favorite shows from the lineup besides your own? Don't say your own.
I do listen to the morning shows often. I'll listen to them on my short drive to work, and then I usually sit in the parking lot and listen until they're over because you don't want to stop.
So if we have a really good listening. Guest, you're late for work.
Yes, yeah. Fortunately, I'm always the first one there, so I'm not really late. I also really do enjoy the Saturday evening shows, all of the decades. Was kind of something that I made a point of tuning into because I really did enjoy getting to hear people's perspectives on the decades, totally different from my own. I love pop hits of the 60s, some of my favorite songs. So it's kind of fun listening to the 60s show and getting a different perspective on that also.
There you go. Well, this was Phil's idea, but I'm going to steal it from you, Phil. You three are new broadcasters here at KRFY, and everyone usually has a moment early on that's a best moment or a worst moment. Do you have any of those to share with us?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We need at least one embarrassing moment from each of you.
So, you know, people, as I was expressing in the break, people often think about the radio station in terms of lots of bells and whistles and buttons and sliders. And most of ours say don't touch. But there is one that we're allowed to touch, and that's the volume button when we're talking. And it not only is important to turn it on, but it's very important to turn it off. And I think all of us have had this experience. I did 3 weeks in a row when Mike was mentoring me and I was actually running the board, and I would get done and forget to turn that volume button off. And then we would say, so how'd I do? Well, you did great. And how was this song? Oh, it was good. And I thought that was bad until my first week by myself. And I transitioned into a song and started singing along and realized I was on the air. So that was a learning experience.
Embarrassment is very helpful sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
You do learn from it.
Yeah. Yes.
A quite calming learning experience. It's happened to me twice already. Sometimes I'll look down and I'll be alone in the booth and I'll see that I still have the volume up on my mic, and then I have to go back and wonder if the mic's reading my thoughts or not.
That would be dangerous.
Now that sounds like the 60s show. The mic is up.
The Twilight Zone, yes.
Yes, there you go.
It's not paranoid if it's true.
And Ricky, anything to share?
I think fortunately for KRFY, I made a lot of my mistakes on my talk shows on a different station. I have said all of the bad words and cut off or thought that I was cut off before I, go into break talk. But actually I was broadcasting also just dead air. Like my first time that I hosted a talk show by myself where I had to do the whole introduction and breaks and all of that, I was not prepared. I thought, oh, I got this. I've done this 100 times. It's so easy. I didn't write a thing down and I did terribly. So I learned a big lesson from that. If you happen to hear that show, Susie told me not to apologize, but I apologize for that show. It was terrible. I had nothing to say, and I stuttered the whole time.
So one thing I have found that's really helpful, because
yes,
we all have moments where we could have done a bit better,
yeah,
is to have a dedicated listener, someone whose criticism you appreciate, mm-hmm, and make sure they listen every week and provide some feedback. It's helpful. Hi, Deb. To hear from some of those folks.
Wait a minute, Phil. You didn't say hi, Mom.
I don't necessarily always appreciate her feedback. Oops.
Anyway, it is a learning experience, and we truly appreciate having three new broadcasters. You're all doing a great job. I've heard you all, and you're sounding great. And they're great shows.
I like the idea of a dedicated listener, and I really appreciate that all of my siblings can stream the show wherever they are because they don't all live here, and I really appreciate their feedback because it is helpful and constructive.
It's one of the features of the morning show. We like to remind people, if you're not in our immediate area, if you're traveling out of town, you can go to the website, KRFY.org, and mm-hmm, listen to us live streaming from around the country. And if you miss part of the show, you can listen to a podcast later on of our morning shows.
It's true, and that'll be posted later today. For those of you just joining us, if you haven't heard the entire program, I hope you will listen to the to the podcast, but know that you are listening to 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio, and I believe it's Bob's turn to mention our upcoming membership drive.
Well, there's ways to give. You can call 208-265-2992. You can go to our website and make a donation by using the PayPal donate button. Or you can send a check to me at KRFY, just kidding, not me, KRFY P.O. Box 2465 Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864.
And if you want to become an underwriter, you can simply stop by the station sometime during the business hours, or you can give us a call at 208-265-2992. Operators are standing by.
Most of the time. And if they're not, leave a message and an operator will get back to you. Well, thank you all for joining us. We'll take another song break, and then Phil and I will be back with some upcoming events and upcoming morning shows. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with Bonnie Raitt, another song from the 80s, and and that was Bonnie Raitt with Have a Heart, a memorable tune from the 80s. Phil? You were there.
It was. I remember the 80s.
I seem to remember most of them as well. Well, for those of you just joining us, this is 88.5 KRFY, community-supported radio for North Idaho, and we're finishing up the Tuesday morning show during membership week here at KRFY. Upcoming shows this week are going to be devoted to the same topic, and so tomorrow, hope that you will join Susie Prez and Chris Bessler for a broadcast of interviews with some of our syndicated show hosts. So they'll be pre-recorded. And then on Thursday, I hope you'll join us again from 8 to 9 with Jim Healy and Jack Peterson. And they will be interviewing Bob, Jerry, and Mike, our folks from the 60s, 70s, 80s.
I know Susie's very excited about the interview with Pacifica Radio and learning about its foundings, and they're one of the underpinnings of content for us.
They really are an alternative voice, and we're lucky to be able to have them here at Community Radio.
And then next Tuesday, we've got Christina Boyd with Idaho Department of Fish and Game talking about a bumblebee and native plant project up on one of the wildlife refuges near the Canadian border.
Yes, we do. It's really interesting. And please remember, folks, that there is no community radio without the community. I hope you'll think about joining us or renewing your membership during this important week.
You can do it any time of the year. It's always in fashion, but particularly during our membership drive week, we appreciate people either becoming new members or renewing their membership or showing their support in any number of ways. You can stop in the station this week or send a check to P.O. Box 2465, Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. Or go to our website, krfy.org, and use the secure PayPal donation button.
That's correct. And remember, Friday and Saturday will be staffed from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. here to take your donations, whether you might stop in or call in or even just go ahead and go online that day. But we will be here, and it'll be a fun time. We've got food, we've got live broadcasts, and we have music. What more could we ask for?
We have it all.
That's right. That is so true. Yeah. Well, Phil, we're about out of time, and one last song. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, music has the power to lift us up through many a tragedy, and it was 50 years ago today that Robert F. Kennedy met his demise at the Ambassador Hotel.